One of the largest obstacles to proper care of patients early in the AIDS epidemic was and may still be stigma associated with the disease. A common question throughout any major crisis, and especially the AIDS epidemic, is how the reaction in urbanized mainstream America differs from the more rural parts of the United States. To gain some insight into these issues, I have asked my parents to share their first experiences with AIDS patients and their thoughts on these issues. My father, Dr. James Raver, is a respiratory and intensive care specialist in the private sector of healthcare, and my mother, Dr. Sue Raver, is a pediatrician in public health, both of whom live and work in rural Western Maryland. I'm Charles Raver, and this is an issue of the AIDS pandemic. Welcome, Mom and Dad. Would you mind introducing yourselves, please?
I'm Dr. Sue Raver. I'm the health officer for the Allegheny County Health Department in Allegheny County, Maryland.
And I'm Dr. Tim Raver. I'm the chief medical officer for the Western Maryland Health System for the last, 7 years. And before that, I'm just in critical care doctor by training and 20 years practice. So.
What were your first experiences with an AIDS patient? So what happened from there with his treatment and the reaction of the medical staff and nurses? Do you have any idea what year that was?
I think it was probably midsummer 1987.
In relation to the stigma you had mentioned amongst the medical staff, would you say that education prior to meeting the patient was helpful in reducing that stigma?
Memorial was a respiratory unit, had very good negative pressure ventilation.
As you go back and read articles from the New York Times from the beginning of the AIDS epidemic, one thing you really wonder is whether the information being presented is really staying in metropolitan areas, or whether it is disseminating to rural, middle America. But in your experience, the best medical care was actually from the places that aren't necessarily as metropolitan, correct? So with the young man that you mentioned, you feel with him that at least in terms of the general public in the smaller area, so outside of the medical community, there really was a lack of understanding still. Could you maybe say what you think the main reason or reasons for the differences in care between different areas were?
But I think at the time we started started in the mid-80s. I think there was much more homophobia to some degree in rural areas where treatment of drug addicted folks was much less common, much more fearful of patients with IV drug addiction. And I think for those of us, like Mom and I, who trained at a big university hospital in the inner city where drug addiction was common, we were accustomed to taking care of people in terribly dire straits. Drug addicted patients or patients with severe alcoholism involved spending the time with them to establish a trust bond and to treat them with respect enough so that they were that they understood that they really had their rights and choices. It took us a while to learn the ins and outs of all that. So I think the personal contact,
general knowledge of not only the disease, but risk factors in people who had lifestyles, included those risk factors, just created understanding, and understanding brought better care.
And as emergency room physicians, surgeons, care folks became accustomed to it, more knowledgeable, less fearful of it. I think these people weren't treated better thanks to the health department support and the
Well, thank you both for sharing your thoughts, insights, and experiences into the early AIDS epidemic.